بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. Before we begin the kitab, just a few points in regards to our weekly Salat and Salam, 40 durood that we recite and then the dhikr thereafter. As we mentioned before also, this reading Salat and Salam together in congregation, in chorus, etc. Is that a sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? This is what we do every week. Then we have in the month of Ramadan also, many masajid also. This is just a practice, a mashq, we call it a mashq, a practice. For brothers to become accustomed to it, becomes an adat. We say it's an adat, becomes a habit. Then the adat becomes ibadat. Not just a habit, that because we're doing it, therefore I read it. If I'm not here, then I don't read it. Then it becomes ritualistic. That's why the mashwara with our Hazrat Wala, our Shaykh Hazrat Ma'abdul Hamid Sahib, the Mubarakatuhu, Mawana also gave mashwara after we asked him, then now and then leave it out also. Now and then leave it out. It shouldn't become such now that the brothers feel or the listeners feel this, we have to do every Thursday. And you'll find sometimes some reaction also. We don't read it, what happened? Didn't read this week. As if now it's wajib. As if it's an obligation, we have to read it. So now and then also, we leave it out. When it comes to our dhikr, our daily ma'amulat of dhikr also, La ilaha illallah 100 times, Allah 100 times, this also is a prescription. Like how we go to the doctor, he gives a prescription, go to the pharmacist, and then he gives you medication. We don't say it's farz, that you have to take it. But it's a prescription, it's a medication to treat your physical illness. The same way also how we make the dhikr of Allah, La ilaha illallah, Allah, Allah, every day. Now and then mashayikh say, once in 3 months, once in 4 months. Now and then leave it out also. So we don't regard this to be a farz or a wajib that we have to make. It's a prescription to cure the heart of diseases and illnesses. The real dhikr of Allah is Quran tilawat. That we can read every day. As much as you want to. No problem with that. With mashwara. So the dhikr is also now and then mashayikh say, every few months now and then, leave it out. So it doesn't become, person feels now, alhamdulillah, you know, whole year I didn't leave out one day. That should be enough for takbir ula, safi awal. Alhamdulillah, whole year I didn't miss fajr namaz. Whole year I didn't miss my takbir ula. Whole year, alhamdulillah, I got my first saf. So that's very, very important where this tartib and the sequence in sharia, al-aham fal-aham, was most important that we give full now time to it, energies to it. What is farz, we leave it upon his farz. What is wajib, is wajib. Then accordingly we treat it. Then what is sunnat, what is mustahab, what is nafil, accordingly we give it this category and this due right. Once you do now against the tartib, what is nafil, what is mustahab, what is mubah, this one word you use, mubah, also permissible. Permissible, if you do it, you will get reward. We don't do it, there's no guna. Should it be something mubah, permissible, you give that first place. First place we give it. What happens to farz now? That becomes secondary. Then a whole tartib of sharia also becomes haywire. Is that correct? Well, therefore we understand things correctly also in sharia. Therefore next week also, when you have a zikr inshallah, Allah Ta'ala zindagi there, we're alive, we're here. Then next week we'll just start with the majlis. So brothers will be here. Sometimes now we get a bit delayed coming from the masjid. So we have our time. Doesn't mean don't read it now. That we didn't read it together, so we won't read it. And we don't make zikr now, so we won't make zikr also. So you know, when he comes home also, right, there's nobody in the kitchen, I still have my meal. Illama, we have some brothers now, they can't even, they don't know how to boil the kettle also, they don't know how to butter the toast also, they won't eat and they sleep away. But we'll have something at least before, although there's no family there, doesn't mean we're not eating together, so I won't eat. I still make a plan. So in the same way, we've got time, we've got enough amulat for Thursday night, alhamdulillah, we've got 100 durood sharif, if not 1,000, then Surah Al-Kahf, Surah Al-Dukhan, Surah Waqia, Rifamim Sajda. All these things now, when we're naming them, should bring joy to the heart. Not that, hey, so much to read. So much, subhanAllah, when you go for a da'wat, we see the menu, say, subhanAllah, I'm going to piece myself out. But when it comes to the ruhani dastarkhan, spiritual tablecloth, we say, nah, there's so much to read over here. But there's so much to consume over here. Ya Allah, there's so much. Surah Dukhan now, palace in Jannat. Surah Al-Kahf, mashallah, we say from Dajjal, iman will be protected. Ya Allah, Surah Al-Waqiyah, my rosy is done. And Surah Tabarak al-Ladhi, Ya Allah, I'm safe in the qabr, I'm safe over there. Speak to my attorney. Surah Dukhan or Surah Tabarak will come to my assistance. One Surah Allah is giving. This is all now, Hazrat says, what we say, credit benefits. But we get cash benefit. Cash benefit, you make amal upon the sunnah. And the person has make amal upon the sunnah, Allah Ta'ala saying for him in dunya is already jannat. For him already, cash Allah Ta'ala will become yours. Allah Ta'ala will become yours in dunya already. How? You following the sunnah, practicing the sunnah. Allah Ta'ala says, I will love you. يحببكم الله. Allah says, I will love you. فَاتَّبِعُونِ يُحْبِبْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ All your gunas are maaf. Sir, another whole week Jummah fresh now. All gunas are maaf. Follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we'll have time before we can start the program. Brothers are here already. They can start already the salat and salam on their own. We finish that and we can do other ma'amulat till we begin the program, inshallah. So like this now and then, we'll omit it, we'll leave it out. So brothers understand what is the correcting, inshallah. Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahimullah used to be very particular about this also. He would say that Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali, prior to him in Tasawwuf, there were many things that creeped in. Many things that creeped into Tasawwuf. A lot of things that were done with emotion and things of the past. And you find other countries in the world, the Tasawwuf now, sometimes they're singing there, sometimes they're dancing there, sometimes intermingling also, where the women are taking bed to the Sheikh and then they have a private meeting with him, mashwara with him, etc. Different types of things creeped into tasawwuf. So Hazrat Hakim Sahib would say, rahmatullah alayh, that Hazrat Thani rahimahullah, we make shukr, Hazrat Thani came and he sifted out the tasawwuf completely, ratified it, took out all frills and thrills, so to say, and made it mudallal. Mudallal meaning with dala'i from Quran and Hadith Sharif. This we're doing, this from Quran ayat, this from the Hadith Sharif, this from the practice of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So he clarified and cleared everything in our tasawuf. Then Hazrat mentioned also, at one time, Hazrat says, we thought we'll build one khanqa. Hazrat Hakim Sahib said, keep the khanqa in the Darul Ulum. There you have ulama ikram that will see, and they'll keep you under check also, that became, don't, you get a bit overboard over here. Over here now this is not correct, so take this out, take this in. That's why we need, why Allah is always above us. We always need them with their hikmat, with their wisdom, with their seniority to always guide us. So in this way we keep our sharia clear also, and like this our hearts are clear, and our mu'amala, our dealing with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, it's also clear in the sunnah tariqah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this also, as we say, that our dhikr also, and when it comes salat and salam, now and then leave it out. This will be possible if you're doing it all the time. Not a person like that doing it, and he says, now and then, don't be too hard. Like, it comes, many ulama ikram also, that they say for ulama 1 year jamaat. They say, why for us 1 year jamaat? And for non-ulama 4 months, what guna we did? 6 years in the path of Allah already, now 1 year you want to dispatch us. That's because of the responsibility you have to carry. As an alim now, you've got to carry the responsibility of the ummah, congregation, your family, people around you. So therefore you need more training. You need more training in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And then there's one hadith also of Abdullah bin Amr bin As radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, that so ulama say, don't use this hadith as a proof to say take it easy. There's one hadith sharif, one riwayat, Abdullah bin Amr bin As radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, when he got married, and mashallah, was on a very high level of a'mal, ibadah, taqwa, etc. So when he got married, then after a few days his father came to the daughter-in-law. You find this also permissible, jais. As the daughter-in-law, how he asked Gujati, how's my poyro? How's my son? He's okay, looking after you. Should ask him also, everything is okay. So she said, what an excellent boy. What an excellent son, alhamdulillah. So we got married, mashallah, and he hasn't opened the curtains as yet. Meaning now, not the bedroom curtains, he hasn't slept with me as yet. He said, how is that possible? He said, mashallah, when we first night we came, he took permission to start 2 rakat nafil namaz, and he pulled through fajr namaz on the first night. And then he took permission to keep roza during the day. So all he came out in roza. Abhi chalu hai, and he's still carrying on. So he hasn't even shared the bed with me as yet. He said, inna lillahi. So reported him to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Father reported him. Called him, oh Abdullah, what happened? He said, oh Nabi Allah. Didn't see the time, didn't realize also. Wife is waiting there, new bride. Then Nabi Ali Salatu Salam told him, oh Abdullah, wa inna li zawjika alika haqqa, wa li badanika alika haqqa. So Abdullah, your body has a right upon you, your wife has a right upon you. All these things have a right upon you. So give it the due right. Give it the due right. So many brothers also use it as a proof. You take it easy. Body has a right, family has a right. So our ulama say, Abdullah bin Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala anhum, his vehicle of taqwa already was in overdrive. And the brakes almost were gone. No brakes. So Nabi Ali salatu wasalam put power brakes for him. Abdullah, take it easy. Had to put power brakes. Our gari, our vehicle of taqwa, we didn't even start as yet. We said, take it easy. We didn't start as yet. We're not even moving still. He already was going on overdrive. He was breaking the speed limit. So Nabi Ali salatu had to stop him. Abdullah, take it easy now. See to your wife, see to your health, see to your body. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding and tawfiq to implement Shariat correctly in our lives, inshallah. Coming back to our kitab, the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Wasi'u. We say Ya Wasi' or Ya Wasi'u, the all-encompassing, is that independent being whose generosity has encompassed his needy servants and whose sustenance has encompassed his entire creation. Every single creature, creation, Dabbatin fil ard, every creature that's in the entire universe is enjoying the sustenance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His mercy and bounties are unfolded. Nothing can render Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helpless whatsoever. Nothing. All will put together, can't render Allah ta'ala helpless. Nothing is hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala knows the needs of every single human being, no matter where they may be. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy encompasses every single thing. Ajib, subhanallah, our Shaykh taught us also that all these beautiful names of Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu, all these are found in the name of Allah. We have to recognize that one Allah. Allah is Ahad. Allah is one, unique. There's no one like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just getting Allah, you get all these sifat included. The whole effort of Islah, Tasawwuf, Da'wah, Tabligh, the entire maqsad, maqsood, focus, and goal is to get Allah. One is all these sifat. People read the tasbih, wazifa, read this 100 times, you'll get this. This is the maqsood. The maqsood is Allah, to get Allah. And in Allah, I get everything. Even if I lose, so to say, everything, but I got Allah, I've got everything. Even if I lose my business too, if I lost my family also, if I lost a vehicle also, but I got Allah, came out from the heart, I've got everything. Although I lost it, but I've got everything. This is Allah. And subhanAllah explains just the name of Allah so beautifully. Here we don't have it. They're in Darulub, the Khanka. They have a frame there with the name Allah. We can picture it in our minds. The name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How it's written in Arabic calligraphy. You have the Alif, Allah. And how they write in their fancy Alif, you'll find on the top of it, is about thick, that Alif. Do we have it here? We can see on the top there, brother, subhanAllah. So you can see the alif on the top there is like a flag. It's like a flag at full, what do you call, full hoist, or full mast. At full mast. You say Allah's name will always be high. You'll never find it half mast or no mast. It's always high. It'll never come down. Who attaches himself to Allah, Allah will give him the honor also. Attach yourself to dunya, there's no place there. There's no place there, it's always below. Allah is always be high, whoever makes his ta'aluk with Allah at full mast. He'll always be flying high. In the muhabbat of Allah, in the ma'rifat of Allah. You say, Allah, you see the name of Allah, the alif is there. Everything is in the name of Allah, everything belongs to Allah. Allah sustains everything. Allah Ta'ala takes care of everything. Whether the air, whether his system, whether his life, whether his thoughts, everything belongs to Allah. Everything is Allah's, nothing is ours. La shay. Nothing is ours. You see Allah, you see that alif. Remove the alif from Allah. What we have? Lillah. You take out the alif, you have? Lillah for Allah. وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah says, even if you take out the alif, لِلَّهِ مَا. Everything, lillah is for Allah, belongs to Allah still. If you say Allah, Allah نُورُ السَّمَاوَاتِ. Allah is the nur of the skies and the earth. قُلْ هُوَ Allahu Ahad, Allah is one. Allah did not say Allahu Wahid, Allah is one. We know the Arabic numbers, Wahid, Ithna, Talatha. Allah didn't say Wahid. When you say Wahid, you say Wahid and it's always Ithnain, two. For Ahad, there's no second. For Ahad, there's no. Allah say Allahu Ahad, Allah is one. Allah didn't say Allah is Wahid. Because then there can be two. A second, Ithnain, Allah say Allahu Ahad. Allah is one, unique, no one like him. So Allah, Allahu Samad, Allah is independent. Allah Nur Sama, Huwa Allahu Alladhi, Allah is the one, everything belongs to him. So you say, you take out the alif from Allah, you get lillah. Lillah, everything belongs to Allah. That li means lillah, belonging. Tamlik, Allah, everything belongs to Allah. Mulku samawati wal ard, the kingdom of the skies and the earth belongs to Allah. The makhluk belongs to Allah. And then too, you take out that lam of lillah. You took out the alif, you took out the lam. What do you have left? Lahu. Lahu ma fi samawati wa ma fi ard, wa ma bainahuma wa ma tahta thara. Lahu, for him. For him is whatever above the skies, below the skies, above the earth, below the earth. So lahu also, it means lahu, for him, belongs to him. Take out that lam of lahu, what's left? Hu. Hu Allah, hu Allahu alladhi la ilaha illa hu. It's still him. So however you see the name of Allah, take out how much you want, everything is still Allah. Everything will be finished, it will still be Allah. Malakul Maut will be commanded also, take your own life, it will still be Allah. Whether it's Allah, whether it's Lillah, whether it's Lahu, whether it's Hu. Allah is everything. And in the name of Allah, that's why we make the zikr of Allah. That Allah comes into the heart. Ya Allah, whether it's the alif, whether I take out the alif also, Allah is Lillah, I'm still yours. I take out Lillahu, Ya Allah, I'm still yours. And who, Ya Allah, you are as you are. Everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat says, all the asma'ul husna are all found in Allah. If I get Allah in my life, in my heart, Ya Allah, I've got everything. Now we're making the effort. Whatever we're making, so much of effort. How to keep the wife in my nikah? How to keep this business under my name? The property I mustn't lose. So much of effort. So many people around. I've got the accountant, I've got the lawyer, I've got this, I've got that, I've got the psychologist, I've got now. Consultant, everything else. But to get Allah, what's the effort? What's the effort to get Allah into my life? I know dunya, I can't get it on my own. I need this one, I need that one, I need a bookkeeper, I need an accountant. All right, just for a car, just to register, to license, to change it. Everything, I've got somebody or the other. But Allah, as I say, wishful thinking, I'll get Allah, Allah will come. Allah, the effort has to be there. That to get Allah, I want you. That one Allah, that is Ahad. There's no second to Allah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah is unique. Allah, everything belongs to Him. Ya Allah, I belong to you. To get Allah before I reach my qabr. Then it's too late. Then the effort that God has made, I lost the time and I lost the effort also. Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq inshallah. When Allah Ta'ala becomes the goal of my life. And then Hazrat says so beautifully, when Allah will become the goal, then I'll understand also my wife is given to me from my Allah. Allah, give me my wife. How to overlook her, how to take care of her. As Hazrat says so beautifully, this is my Layla, badaste Mawla. Ye mera Layla hai, badaste Mawla. This is my Layla. I get Layla and Majnoon. English world, Romeo and Juliet. And whatever they happen, other cultures. He says, this is my Layla. She belongs, Layla, the one that Allah Ta'ala gave me. This is my Layla, my wife. Badaste Mawla, from the hand of my Mawla, from my Allah. My Allah gave it to her. Gave me to her, gave her to me, and she belongs to me. My children came from Allah. Allah Ta'ala provided everything. How beautiful they look, how cute they are. What enjoyment I get is hugging them, kissing them. After they have a bath, mashallah, how nice they smell, how clean they look. How they come posing, little girls, mashallah, daughters, granddaughters, how they come. Now they charm the grandfathers, they charm their fathers. Say, look at this little one. She crawled into my heart. See, crawled into my heart. If Allah Ta'ala has to crawl into my heart, Ya Allah. Allah came in my heart and I see Allah in her. Ya Allah, how you made her? Like I love this child so much, Ya Allah. Why can't I love you? Why can't the child wakes up in the night also crying, how I run? Ya Allah, if only my heart can cry for you, then I can wake up in the night, Ya Allah, and crawl into my musalla. I call to my musalla and make muhabbat to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Al-wasi'u is that being who bestows and spreads his sustenance to all of the creation. You will not find anyone except that he is eating that which has been stipulated for him. And he does not have the power, nor is it possible for him to avoid the stipulated sustenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is for you will come to you. How many times Hazrat gave the example also? What is destined for you will come to you. What is not yours will not come to you. Simple example. Simple example, you're eating one sweet, and the child came running to you, picked the child up, the child put his finger in the mouth and pulled it out. I want, is in his mouth. It wasn't for you. And what was for you? He could have finished his rice and his food, he left it. You finish it. You clean it. Subhanallah. Allah's rozi. Was stipulated, you're going to get it. You can't stop it. You can't throw it away. Say, I'll eat it now. Took off for the child. He didn't want to eat it. Made all the birdies for him and for her also. Didn't want to eat it. But they say, you finish it now. You ordered the second serving. Here's it over here. And what he wanted, now you tea came, biscuits came, cake came. And now he keeps sat next to you. Say, I want that one. Before you can have it, baking was for you, but he tasted it first. He's rosy. And how much now you told him you can't have it. But what a tent to be, just give it to him. So he ate that was for you. What now was supposed to be for him, you ate it. Stipulation. Allah, you can't duck from it. You can't hide from it. You can't run away from it. And have his needs fulfilled elsewhere. As the bestower of sustenance is only one being, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is all encompassing. His mercy encompasses everything. He is the possessor of endless enormity. He has granted his creation space and size. وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ Allah Ta'ala's throne, his throne encompasses the heavens and the earth. His knowledge is greater than the skies and the earth. وَسِعَ رَبِّ كُلَّ شِنْ عِلْمًا My Rabb's knowledge encompasses everything. وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ One is now the kursi of Allah. The throne of Allah encompasses the entire heavens and the earth. Then the knowledge of Allah encompasses everything. And above that Allah Ta'ala says, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ Then my mercy encompasses all things. The rahmat of Allah encompasses everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy has enveloped the universe. And here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned also, الرَّاحِمُونَ يَرْحَمُهُمُ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّاحِمُونَ يَرْحَمُهُمُ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّاحِمُونَ refers to those that have mercy in their hearts. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, الرَّاحِمُونَ those that show mercy, have mercy, يَرْحَمُهُمُ الرَّحْمَنِ the most merciful one will have mercy upon them. They show mercy to the creation of Allah, whether it's Muslim or non-Muslim, whether different thing, we are at war or something, then it's different. And then too we have rules, regulations, women that are not of combat nature, and children, etc. Then we have mercy on them. We take them, prisoners of war, take care of them, whatever it may be. But Ar-Rahimun, those who show rahmat and mercy, the Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will show them mercy. Irhamu man fil ard, yarhamukum man fil sama. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Irhamu man fil ard, that show your mercy upon the inhabitants of the earth. Have mercy upon them. Show the makhluk mercy. And what is mercy? Show them who is Allah. That is the greatest mercy we can show to anybody, is to show him who is Allah. Whether he's domestic at home, whether he's worker in the business, whether he's the guard outside, in the car park, etc. Show him who is Allah. Show him the akhlaq of Nabi alayhi. This is rahmat. Spread the rahmat, spread the mercy. What the Christians say, spread the love. And you go into haram avenues too. That love of this. Show the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ajib in Quran Sharif also, when it comes to the rahmat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ The Nabi of Allah, when he came to the battle of Uhud, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, it was the ijtihadi mistake, ijtihadi ghalati. Where the decision was based upon them being misinformed or not understanding the situation. It won't say they broke the command. It was a misunderstanding. They thought now the battle was over. So they left their post. 50 archers, 70 archers, they left their post thinking now that the battle is over. And they came into the battlefield to take the booty also. Khalid bin Walid came from behind and attacked them. Sahaba ikram, 50 shuhada, 70 shuhada. And among them, Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. They say, imagine now, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam on two angles was hurt. On two angles was hurt and disturbed. One was emotionally. Emotionally, how they left the flank, how they left the mountain pass. One is now emotionally in his mind. Right? There now, how could they leave the post that I lost 70 sahaba radiallahu anhum. One is that now. That anxiety, that stress, that pressure in the battlefield. What happened? They left the post and then physically fell into the ditch. And then his helmet piercing into his cheek, into his mouth. He's still becoming shaheed. Nabi of Allah physically is hurt. And then also emotionally, mentally, also affected. Now, they say Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, nature was rahmat, he rahmat. Rahmatul lil alameen. It was you and me, we lost something. That driver made a mistake. Oh, finish for him. I drew the map for him. Gave him a GPS also, and then too he went and delivered the wrong place. wrong place and the wrong goods. And he didn't get it signed also. Ya Allah, how are you going to come down on him? You must pay for it. You must, I'm taking it from your salary. Here, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what is going to write now? How do I go back to Medina Munawwara and inform the Sahabiyat and the children, your father is not returning? We lost him in the battlefield. 50 to 70 of them from one area. So all this anxiety. Allah Pak says, O Nabi of Allah, that we have made you as a mercy to mankind. Naturally you are. But then to O Nabi of Allah, remember, it was not for فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. That mercy that you have in your heart also, if it was not due to the mercy of your Allah, لِنْتَ لَهُمْ you would not, because of His mercy, you are soft to them, gentle to them. If it was not for that, if it was not for that sake, then فَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ Sahaba Ikram would have run away from you. They'd have run away from you. But we made you. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا If you are harsh, غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ You are hard-hearted. That now you were hurt physically, emotionally, mentally. You were anxiety, you had anxiety, stress. It was not for the rahmat of Allah, although I made you full of rahmat, but then it was the rahmat of Allah. It was not, if you all had to be like this, harsh, hard-hearted, لَنْ فَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ They would have run away from you. Then do Nabi of Allah, فَعْفُ عَنْهُمْ Forgive them. وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ Not only forgive them, make istighfar for them. Subhanallah. So much. So much of rahmat Allah Baki has in his treasury, that forgive them, overlook their mistake, it happened, you lost so many men, overlook them, forgive them, and make istighfar for them. وَشَابِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ And then to Nabi of Allah, then to sit with them and make mashwara with them. Then to make mashwara with them, we'll tell that person, but you walk the board now. You're gone from here. You won't take a second breath in this company, you are gone. Yes, now, there are times when you have to do it. There are times when you have to do it. Person is a chore, you can't keep a chore there now. Person stole so many times, and Hazrat Umar say, radiya anhu, that when a person was caught stealing, so he came asked for clemency, oh Umar, first time, he said, impossible. He said, first time, he said, impossible, this is your 10th time you stole. After this way, that way, he said, fine, he said, Umar, you are right. The 10th time I stole. He said, Allah will not expose you the first time. Allah will not expose you the first time. Allah will give you, Allah's rahmat is such. Allah will give you a chance, give you a chance. And the first time Allah will expose, if He has to, is the 10th time. If not the 20th or the 30th time. But sooner or later, you will get exposed. But this is the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala's mercy envelops the universe. If for a split second His mercy is removed, the universe will be destroyed. We can understand that naturally. What's not happening in the dunya of gunas and sins right now. Allah ta'ala protect us, the ummah, now in this silly season, we don't become silly, also lose our taqwa. And we also join the whole crowd and move with them in the wrong direction. Right now we can see what's happening in the world, whether in Sham, whether in Palestine, whether in Gaza, other parts of the world. Things are happening we can't even imagine what's going to happen. Allah ta'ala showing big signs. You think now, I'm not in control, in 10 days, in 2 weeks, in 5 days, how just a group of mujahideen can just walk through a country, Allah, how it happened? Allah's qudrat. Kam min fiyatin qalilatin, ghalabat fiyatin kathiratan biiznillah. Allah says, how many a small group, Allah has given them the ability and the strength to overcome a large group of people. Happened many a time, Allahumma as-sabirin. Allah says, I am with those who practice patience. How many years patience? 15 years, 20 years, imprisoned in dungeons, 50 years patience. 50 years patience, what? What atrocities weren't carried out upon them. What sabr they made. Not knowing where the person went, convicted for what crime? When Fajr namaz, locked him up. Had the person convicted 40 years, put in jail. Why? Because a certain minister came in and he didn't stand up. He sat down and greeted him. Sat down, how do you not stand? Take him away. 40 years locked up. Now, all of a sudden, Ya Allah, Wallahu ma'as sabirin. Small group of people. So Allah's mercy, Allah Ta'ala save us in this period of time, we don't become part of the wrong crowd. Man kathara sawad qawmin, Hadith Sharif says, the person who will increase the crowd of a certain people, he will increase the crowd of a certain people, fahuwa minhum, he'll be amongst them. He will be amongst, Qiyamah's day, he'll be raised with that group. Always wearing kurta and topi, but he's walking the wrong place, with the wrong people, at the wrong time. His heart is here, although he can be wearing the garb, everything. But his heart is there, Qiyamah's day, he'll be raised with them. Although he thought, nah, just like Sahaba, I'll be with them, but where were you at that time? You were in the wrong place, the wrong people, your heart was there, you went to be there, you joined them on a certain whatever the cruise or holiday resort, whatever it was. Doesn't make it pious, doesn't make it good. It's still not the right place to be. Allah Ta'ala, give us the taqwa and understanding. So Hazrat says thereafter, in every living thing, its life and soul, if some the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if his special gaze falls onto anybody to a greater extent, this individual person becomes immersed in complete mercy. This is reserved for that person who has annihilated his existence. For that banda wants to become Allah's. According to the desire and wish of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this person has surrendered his every moment to the pleasure of Al-Wasi'u. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all encompassing. I gave up my nafs to him. Allah will encompass me in his rahmat and mercy. Then I become the true servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala gave us tawfiq to make amal, inshaAllah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing from our kitab in regards to evil glances, love affairs, the harms and the cures. So Hakim Sahib Rahimullah explains in a very unique way that where a person should put his eyes away, he shouldn't put his eyes. And you know, this eyes, this is now the avenue to the heart. A very powerful avenue to a person's heart. Looks after his eyes, his taqwa will be protected also. Quran Sharif is very clear. اغضوا من أبصارهم ويحفظوا فروجهم. Take care of your eyes, then your private parts will be pure and chaste also. It will be chaste. And as the Tani Rahmatullah said also, a person shouldn't think I'm gone old now, so what's the problem? Certain person now, my fellow, he's gone very old, so no need for parada from him. No need for parada from him. He said with the ladies also, he's old. The Talmud says the older a person gets, the more his desires increase. Lust also increases. See, Ajib, how come? He says, yes, it increases. Why increases? Because he's gone old, but as I said, he's not gone cold. He's gone old, but doesn't have the energy now to fulfill those desires. So what happens? The desires just increase. They just intensify. Unlike a young man, he's married, so he has lust. He should have also to fulfill the desire of his wife also. So there he can now release his lust also with his wife. Old man doesn't have the energy. What happens? It just increases. And he's looking more. He's looking more and he's increasing, and now he can't do anything about it. So it becomes stronger in him. But what people feel now, he's an old man. Doesn't have any. No, he still has. The lust is still there. It can destroy him. It can destroy his taqwa and iman also. So here Hazrat says that mere hasrat zada dil par unhe yu bayar aata hai, pyar aata hai ki jaise chum le ma chashme nam se apne bacche ko. He says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he loves my grieved heart. Allah loves my grieved heart. What's the grief of the heart? I didn't do haram. I could have seen. I could have abused my eyes. I looked at the haram, but I took the grief upon my heart. I took the dagger of taqwa and pierced my heart. So Allah Ta'ala knows my grief, the heart. Hasrat called it hasrat. Hasrat zada. Hasrat means a grief. Deep grief. Just as a mother kisses her baby with tears in her eyes. Just as a mother kisses her baby with tears in my eyes. That's how I feel right now. In my heart, the way it's paining, how the mother kisses, that's how my heart also is overflowing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enters such a desolate, broken heart, and Allah ta'ala floods it with his happiness and muhabbat. That he broke your heart for me. He broke your heart for me. And then Hazakim Sahib would say, rahmatullah alayhi ajib, he says, you were in America. He says, first world country, so to say. First world country, not Indian. First world country. He says, in that environment, when Allah wala, one of Hazakim Sahib Sahati, he says, he came to meet me, he brought his little son with me also. Staying in a country like that, where there's no rules for the children, no regulations, they're free, azadi here, they're free. Hakim Sahib Rahimahullah, he said he gave that young boy one sweet. He said, look at the young boy, he took the sweet, standing next to his father. So he got the sweet in his hand, he's holding it. I mean, oh, a child has sweet now, he's gone from the father's side. He was opening it quickly. But he's holding the sweet in his hand. And he's looking at his father, looking at his father, Zakiya started looking at him. What this boy is up to now? Why is he looking so perturbed? And he's like pulling his father's kurta. He looked at his father, what's bacha kya hai? He said, Abba, can I eat this? Halal hai. Abba, is this halal? He says, Subhanallah. In an environment like this, father still brought up his young son to understand is halal or haram, ask me first. Say, Abba, is this halal, can I eat it? As Hakim Sahib says, it broke my heart. He says, this young boy says, Abba, kya ye halal, can I eat it? He says, if only the ummah can understand, oh my Rabbah, kya halal hai? Ya Allah, is this? He asks his Abba, he says, we must ask our Rabbah. Our Rabb, ya Allah, can I do this? Ya Allah, is this halal for me to do? Can I go to the avenue? Can I consume this? Can I take my family? This young boy was trained already by his father, ask Abba first. If only the ummah can understand, ask my Rabbah first. Ya Allah, can I go? Say, break your heart in the love of Allah. Allah will give you His muhabbat, Allah will give you enjoyment without that avenue. I won't have to go there also. My home, I'm enjoying myself. With my family, I'm enjoying myself. I don't have to do all these things to get enjoyment. I got enjoyment the way Allah Ta'ala has kept it. And if the kuffar, my dear brothers, understand? These avenues where, so to say, we are enjoying temporary enjoyment. Temporary, where we are enjoying. Who showed us these avenues? Who gave us these avenues? Who told us this enjoyment there? Not Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Where did it come from? Quran and Hadith? No. Didn't come from there. It came from the kuffar. They gave it to us and they told us. That this is, people say, no, but Murana, you have to take it easy a little bit. Some halal entertainment. So Sahaba ikram, what was the halal enjoyment? What was the entertainment? Here, because our appetite got spoilt, our taste buds got spoiled with kuffar tariqah entertainment. So we say that they, what's wrong if we do it? So we found some enjoyment over there. Some enjoyment. Children are playing also, we know when they're playing, whether it be football or cricket, whatever it may be. Come towards the end of the game is supposed to be enjoyable enjoyment. What happens towards the end? He cut me, he scooped me, he pushed me down. Then the whole becomes it's a para now. Fight started. What's supposed to be a game of enjoyment ends up in fighting. Then we see where it led to right now. So they told us enjoyment, so we took it. We explored it, now we enjoyed it. If we didn't have it at all, what should we be? We should be sitting at home with their family and enjoying ourselves in the ni'mas of Allah, bounties of Allah. And we should know, now we know these things, so now we want to do these things. We want to do it. And then we don't feel even the pain in the heart. Okay, mubah, permissible, can do it. Right? Now, in the first place, to take the family out, to what extent, where to go. Most of the places we go, we know this, immodesty. Be hayai. We don't realize the young boy, the young girl getting affected. The wife also now, she's on guard. Her camera is on your camera. Where are you looking? You brought me here, where I must look? If I look right, it's haram. I go to left, it's haram. Can't even look down also. There is more haram. Can't look up there also. Hazrat says, can't look up. Can't put brides, can't put dhims. He said, put brides, she got brides also. Put dhims, she still got her brides on. Then what happens? Hazrat says, head-on collision. You got no grill left, she got no grill left. He said, What happened? No, it was a family outing. What happened after that? Can't understand what happened to my mind. Because is that our tariqah? Is that our way? First of all, we got to understand something very important. What Ali mentioned recently also. Senior Alim, so to say, one of the countries, giving a dars. He was giving a dars of Hadith Sharif. He's a Shaykh al-Hadith also. And unfortunately, photography, YouTube channel, everything, he has it. The whole camera is on him also. And the whole entire dars is being videoed. So he comes to the hadith of photography and videoing. Clearly, although he's got the camera on him, he's got his own video channel also. Own YouTube channel. But clear. He says, dekho, ye sab ahadith mutawatir hai. All his ahadith in regards to photography, etc. are mutawatir. Mutawatir refers to those ahadith that in every period of time, there were so many narrators, it's impossible to say that they all were lying. This hadith of that caliber, which is the highest form of hadith mutawatir, that if a person has to negate this type of hadith, then there's fear of kufr upon him. There's fear of, because there's so many narrators, in every period of time, you can't say they fabricated. It's a pakka hadith. So if you have to challenge the hadith and say, no, maybe it's not right, you can lose your iman. Iman is at stake. You say all these ahadiths in regards to photography are mutawatir, of this caliber and this status, that you can't challenge it. Now he's on the camera. He's on camera. And he says, in this la'nat, in this curse, I'm also involved in it. Allah make me maaf. Allah give me maut upon kalima. He says, I regard it as haram. It is haram. Qat'i haram hai. Qat'i means there's no doubt. He says, I understand what I'm doing right now is absolutely haram. It's qat'i, it's mutawatir, I can't negate it. Make dua Allah Ta'ala give me maut upon iman. I do it, wa me tawbah karta hu. I make istighfar for it. Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq to refrain from this. He was clear and open about it. There was no sugarcoating it. That, yeah, maybe the ikhtilaf day, maybe some ulama say, he said clearly, it's haram, I'm involved in it. And I make tawbah for it also. Imam Malik was here, rahmatullahi, somebody challenged Imam Malik on a certain thing. He didn't go to proofs, he just wrote back to that person, whatever you're saying is right, naf'alu wa nastaghfiru. He said, we do it, we make istighfar. So we also can say, okay, maybe there's some leeway. We know in our hearts of hearts is wrong. One is now the fear where I try to say, no, it's okay. Brother says, regard is haram and make istighfar. Don't try and open that can. I say, no, maybe there's some leeway, maybe this thing and that. And then you don't even make tawbah also. And you leave the world like that. And then it comes on the day of Qiyamah. Simple example, my ustad used to give in regards to prawns. Right, we know there's ikhtilaf on it. Prawns, some say halal, some say not halal, makruh, etc., etc. So simple, he would say, so many halal things, enjoy the halal things. Alright. Then he would say on the day of Qiyamah, it was a grey area. Qiyamah's day, if now the masla opened up, and it came out to be the prawns was haram. Say, now you're in trouble. Now you won't even taste prawns in Jannat now. And Qiyamah day, it came out that prawns was halal. No problem. Allah says, go eat how much you want now. Go eat how much. He said, what's safer? What's safer? Eat here or don't eat here? He said, refrain. Qiyamah day, Jannat, then you can eat how much. Why pay for it then? People cautioned you, they warned you. And then Hazrat says also, he said, ulama, don't do this by. Ulama and Saliheen and pious people, don't do this also. Somebody asked you, what's the masla on coke? What's the masla on that? Now, grey area, not grey area, whatever it may be now. He says, remember, if you like it, quietly you want to do it, it's up to you. But don't carry other people's guna and burden. He says, you don't come onto this level now. Somebody asked you, Imran, how's coke? He said, coke, bring it, I show you how halal it is. Bring it, pour it, I'll show you halal it is. You're not the Sharia. You're not the one that writes the laws of Shariat. That because I'm drinking it, so like wahi came now. You got any doubt? Who are you? You don't play God? You don't play Allah? No, boy. You be humble, boy. See, this thing is my weakness. I like it. Oh, this thing over here. I know the ikhtilaf among the ulama. They have ikhtilaf, proof, no proof, but these. So I just. Photography. You got a problem? Come and take a selfie with you. You got a problem with it? Put in your DP also. Put in your status, I'll show you. Who can challenge? So don't do that. Have fear of Allah. Have fear of Allah, quietly, humility. I do it and I make istighfar. It's my weakness. Now, these are such things in Shariat which are grey areas. Yeah? Which are grey areas. So then what will happen? We'll do it. We won't make istighfar and tawbah also. We're just doing it. We won't feel anything about it. Whole life will come out with it. That shouldn't be, Hazrat says, like that beautiful car you bought, brand new car, everything is 100%, computer showing 100% on board, everything, when you start it, not starting. Just what is? There's some blockage in the petrol pump. There's some small blockage to clear it out. Shouldn't be that at the time of maut, that one masla became the blockage of your kalima. Why you played with the masla? Why you played with it? So just accepted it quietly, my weakness. I like this thing, I do, but I make istighfar. I make istighfar. Don't let that be a blockage for your kalima. That one thing can be a blockage, like the other hand. That person, all gunas, had good thoughts of Allah. Allah is Kareem. Allah will treat me kindly. The youngster passed away. Allah Ta'ala put him in Jannah. Banda, how you got Jannah? All your gunas. I said, Allah is Kareem. Allah said, He is Kareem. He's very kind. So I said the right thing. Allah said, you said it, and it's my promise also, I treat you accordingly, Jannat for you. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshallah. Then Hazrat says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enters such a desolate, broken heart, and he floods it with his muhabbat and his happiness. Then Hazrat says in another poem, my king floods inhabitants, my king floods inhabitants on the desolate heart. O me, do not regard dying in his path as destruction. Don't regard dying in the path of Allah as destruction, it's only life. Shah Wasiullah should give a beautiful example. When it comes to the heart, إِنَّ الْمُلُوكَ إِذَا دَخْلُوا قَرْيَةً أَفْسَدُوهَا وَجَعَلُوا عِزَّةَ أَهْلِهَا أَذِلَّةً. He was saying, dunya, Bilqis. Sulaiman alayhi salam gave her da'wah, Bilqis, come over. So she asked for mashwara from her ministers. And then, this was mentioned, إِنَّ الْمُلُوكَ, the kings, إِذَا دَخَلُوا قَرْيَةً, when they enter a village, a town, a city, a kingdom, أَفْسَدُوهَا, they create fasad. They finish everything. وَجَلُوا عِزَّةَ أَهْلِهَا أَذِلَّةً, and those of positions, they topple them over, and they make them the most humiliated of people. The ministers, now prison guards, etc., those that have power, when the new army will come in, they'll topple the entire country. Those of position, they'll topple them, put them under their feet. So Shah Wasiullah would say, this is in regards to worldly kings, they do this. They do this. So he says that let the King of Kings come into your heart. And what he'll do? He'll topple your heart. Allah will topple your heart. And all those haram things that had certain positions in your heart, Allah will topple it. And he will crush it. But Allah will put there pure taqwa, iman, zikr, Quran. What enjoyment. Why have to be enjoying it? We've got competition right now. Who's finishing the most amount of paras? My children also. My children also learning their Quran Sharif. They're doing this, they're doing that. Subhanallah. Then you see Allah will topple the heart. What you thought now was enjoyment, Allah will put it and crush it and finish it. There's no more fun in this now. There's no more fun in this. Brand names also. I enjoy wearing my kafan now, wearing my kurta pants and my kurta. I got such enjoyment in this. I don't feel like wearing anything else. Can't wear the tight jeans anymore right now. It's so difficult to even move in the thing. Yeah, alhamdulillah. As I said, natural air conditioning. You got a nice kurta pants. Alhamdulillah. So cool. So comfortable. No problem. The wife also. You know, it's now not even matching. I don't match my lipstick with my bag and my shoes. I'm wearing now parda, alhamdulillah. And I'm wearing my abaya on top of that. I'm free. As I says, in this now, there's a restriction, there's freedom for me. I'm restricted in my dress, but I'm free. There's no need for color coordination. And I'm wearing this color, husband must wear that color also. Free people. Now we're working for akhirat. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshallah. What time is that? 8:30. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أرحم الراحمين أو كريم رحم الله امتي وأحد سوما يا الله Allah give us Sufiq, Allah, to break our hearts in your muhabbat, in your love, O Kareem, Rahim, Allah. Allah, come into our hearts, O my Allah. Come into our eyes, O my Allah. Come into our limbs, O Allah. Allah, give us a dard, the deal, and the pain of the heart, O my Allah, to obey you. Allah, grant us, grant our spouses, grant our family, our children, the entire ummah of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya Allah. Parts of the world right now, my Allah, where they have no food, they have no shelter, they have no clothing, ya Allah, they don't know tomorrow whether they'll wake up alive, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we are planning our holidays, O my Allah, to break your command, to abandon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my Allah, give us the feeling, O my Allah, that we are part of the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, when there's a pain in the tooth, O my Allah, the entire body is restless, O my Allah. When the toe is paining, O my Allah, there's an ingrowth, O my Allah, we cannot sleep. O my Kareem, Rahim Allah, the ummah is paining right now, O my Allah. The ummah is suffering right now, O my Allah. Ya Allah, make our hearts alive, Ya Allah, in the fikr and love of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my Allah, we cannot see a cat dying on the road. Ya Allah, a dog being clutched by a cow, O my Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, leave animals, O my Allah. Ma'asum children, O my Allah. Ya Allah, they have been beheaded, they have been killed. Ya Allah, women are seeing their children taken away from their breasts, O my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, this deen of Allah, ya Allah, deen is being crushed, O my Allah. Give us a heart, O my Allah. Give us a heart, O my Allah. Give us a heart, O my Allah. That pain in your muhabbat, in your love, in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make our homes full, O my Allah, that environment, the prevail in the homes of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Ya Allah, give us fun, O my Allah, in your ibadat, in your ita'at, O my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, save us from your disobedience, O my Allah. Save us from breaking your commandments, O my Allah. Oh my Kareem Rahim Allah, give us a pure and clean life, O my Allah. Chastity of haya, of sharam, of modesty, O my Allah. Ya Allah, give our children the best of homes, O my Allah. Save them from broken homes, O my Allah. Save us from breaking your commands, O my Allah. Ya Allah, keep the ummah in your hifazat, in your rahmat, ya wasi'u. Oh my Allah, your rahmat encompasses everything. Ya Allah, the ummah in Sham, O my Allah, in Gaza, in Palestine, wherever in the world, O my Allah. Ya Allah, keep them in your hifazat, in your protection, O my Kareem Rahim Allah. Let your deen prevail in the entire world, O my Allah. Ya Allah, Allahumma arzuqna shahadatan fi sabirik, waj'al mutana fi baladi habibik, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O my Allah, give us, Ya Allah, the desire, Ya Allah, to give our lives in your path, O Kareem Rahim Allah. O my Allah, give us love for akhirat, make us children of akhirat, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ma huwa ahlu. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Amin. Jazakallah. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.